This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you or a group you're a part of recently celebrated an accomplishment? If you think this is self-serving, think again. We've been studying the book of Nehemiah, which recounts the rebuilding of the wall around Jerusalem after they returned from their exile in Babylon. Nehemiah 12 describes the dedication celebration following this successful project. Leaders for this joyful celebration were sought out from among the Levites, selected on the basis of being musically gifted. They were organized into choirs accompanied by musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God. One choir led a procession around the wall in one direction, while the other choir went in the opposite direction. When they met, they went into the house of God. On that day, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God gave them great joy. The women and children rejoiced with them. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem was heard far away. That was some celebration. What a way to celebrate their accomplishment. What a way to tell all those who questioned or opposed them that in spite of their opposition, you were victorious. I would suggest that celebrating your accomplishments is not only a valid activity, I believe it's wise. Parents should keep this in mind. It's a way to affirm their children. Leaders should make a practice of celebrating the accomplishments of those they lead, and it is healthy to celebrate your own victories. But remember, in your celebrations, to give God the glory, for He is the one who enabled you to succeed. Well, if you've enjoyed these programs, I'd like to hear from you. Lud Golds, Novelty, Ohio, 44072.